A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Tezayin, Chagiga 16a, pagination is 31. Starting from about 10 lines down in the wide, the first words on the line are Kiddur Rabbi Yitzchak, and then we begin De Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. This is a Gemara that we encountered in a different form earlier on. The question of a person who does an Aveira privately. And there are two perspectives outlined in the Gemara. One perspective is a person who does an Aveira privately as opposed to publicly is a disgusting thing because it shows that he's afraid of people and he's not afraid of Hashem. The fact that he does it privately shows that in front of Hashem, that doesn't bother him. We have this concept that in a certain way, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, a ganav is a person who's a thief, he steals privately in a hidden way. A gazlan is a person who steals openly. So in certain ways, we refer to a ganav as being worse because he's doing it privately. He's afraid of people, but he's not afraid of Hashem. There's a different perspective, though, that's outlined as well, that if a person feels that he's going to do an Aveira, at least let him do it privately. Don't do it publicly, because that makes a Chilul Hashem. It degenerates society, and at least do it privately. It shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. And the Gemara wonders, is this a contradiction? Now, we encountered the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, who holds that certainly we're not allowing the person to do an Aveira privately. We're only saying that at least doing it privately as opposed to a Chilul Hashem, if he indeed has no control over himself, it's better than doing it publicly in that context. But the opinion of Tosfos seems to indicate that there is such a thing as a person not having control, that a nisayon, a challenge, could actually be too difficult for the person on some level or another. And he is being told, in such a case, better do it privately than do it publicly. And the question is this a contradiction? One Gemara telling us, do it privately, not publicly, and one Gemara telling us, doing it privately is horrendous because it shows that you're not afraid of Hashem. Let's see the Gemara having done that outline and methodically see how this Gemara plays out. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kala over Aveira b'seiser, a person who does an Aveira privately, ki ilu dochik ragle shchina. It's as if he's pushing Hashem, so to speak, out of the way. He's literally making Hashem uncomfortable with him. The expression being, where can God be found? Wherever man lets him in. Obviously, Hashem's everywhere. But where is he comfortable? Where is it the shchina? It's where man invites him in, and a person who does an Aveira privately is rejecting that relationship, because in effect he's saying, I'm afraid of people, I'm not afraid of Hashem. At the end of the next line, Eini, that does not seem to be true. If a person sees that the Yitzhara is overcoming him, Yelech l'makom she'makiru moso, he should go to a place where they don't know him. For Yobash Shchodim, he should wear dark clothing, that he's serious in mourning, he's disappointed with himself. For Yisativ Shchodim, wrap himself with dark clothing instead of festive type clothing. For Yasam Ashaliba Chofetz, and let him do whatever he needs to do. And the name of Hashem should not be desecrated publicly, that people see a normally good person doing something terrible. Lokasha, this is not a contradiction, the Gemara answers. One case is that he's able to control himself, and he doesn't. And he does the Avera privately, thinking, no problem. He has no problem with Hashem knowing his Avera. He's not afraid of Hashem. And this is a case where he was not able to control his Yetzer Hara, and in that case, indeed, we say, better do it privately than to do it publicly. Let's look at Tosfos, second Tosfos, outer commentary. V'yaseh ma'shalibo chofetz, and he should do whatever he needs to do, whatever he wants to. Says Tosfos, I hold this is to be taken literally. Legamrei mashma. It really means do it. There's actually a recommendation in this Gemara, better do it privately than to do it publicly. And don't understand it the way Rabbeinu Chananel does. The Pirish that he explains, Chas v'shalom shayamata lasos avera. We were never allowing you to do an avera. Elaka omar. What the Gemara was saying was, Yubashchorim, he should wear dark clothing, v'yelech lemakom acher, and he should travel to a different place, because levisha shechorim, wearing dark clothing, Rabbeinu Chananel holds, v'achsenaos, and the travel, mishabrim libo, will weaken him, v'lo yavel lidei avera, he'll end up not doing the avera, v'yuchalasos me'achshav mashalibo chofetz, and he'll end up doing what he really wants to do, which is avoid the Yetzer Hara. Says Tosfos in conclusion, there's my opinion that the person is going to be able to do his Avera privately, and there's Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion that the conclusion here is that he won't end up doing the Avera. Says Tosfos, Sugya de Shemaita eino mashma kidvarov. The wording of our Gemara does not support the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Gemara by us concludes that he has no control, and that's the explanation of a person who's doing it privately. In other words, the Gemara accepts the contradiction. One Gemara says, don't you dare do it privately. One Gemara says, he'll end up doing it privately. How do you resolve it? The private case is dealing with a person who was not able to control his Yetzer Hara, and it appears that the Gemara is accepting that there may be a case where a person actually does an Avera privately. It's a case of lo motzi kayif li yitzrei, where he was not able to hold back. How could it be? How could it be that indeed a person was given an isayon that he can't hold back from? And Tosfos says the conclusion of the Gemara is that he's going to end up doing the Avera privately. So there are a number of possibilities. One possibility is that really he could control it, but if he comes to the conclusion that he can't, so now is not the time for philosophy. If he comes to the conclusion that he can't, and he's going to do it anyway, so we make a recommendation, at least limit the losses. At least do it privately. At least don't demoralize other people. Don't invite other people to the Avera. Don't let other people know that you did the Avera. It'll make it so much harder for you to do tshuva. At least privately between you and Hashem, you'll work it out. You'll do tshuva. But if it's publicly, people will taunt you. People, it's not a good idea. So we're basically cutting the losses is one approach. Another possibility, which I discussed on a number of occasions, is a concept called mission impossible, where the person really was assigned from the starting point that Hashem gave him. From that starting point, this Avera is too hard. He's not there yet to control himself. A person, for argument's sake, grew up in a family and he did not eat kosher. And now he's becoming observant. And he still has certain lapses where it's hard for him, really hard for him to control himself in what he eats. So it's not for us to judge. If that's where he feels he is on the curve, on the growth, trying to make his way into full observance, so at least do it privately, we're telling him. At least don't do it publicly, recognizing that what you're doing is wrong, and I'm not up to that, I'm trying, and eventually he'll get there. A third possibility that a person can't control himself is that unfortunately the person brought the Yetzer Hara on himself. He was doing fine, but he flirted with a certain temptation, brought the Yetzer Hara upon himself, and now he's got to deal with it trying to get out. And again, the Gemara could apply to such a case, telling him, listen, we don't agree that you don't have self-control. We don't agree that you should have brought this habit upon yourself. But the fact is, if you perceive yourself in that situation, at least do it privately and not publicly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.